Ever notice how certain ads seem to reach directly into your brain and make you desperately want what they're selling? That's no accident. Behind every successful advertisement lies a sophisticated understanding of human psychology, what Drew Eric Whitman calls the Life Force 8 in his book, Cashvertising. These 8 fundamental biological desires drive more purchasing decisions than all other human wants combined. When marketers tap into these hardwired motivations, they create an irresistible pull that bypasses rational thought. Consider how differently 2 pizza shops might advertise. One claims to have better ingredients, while another describes San Marzano tomatoes grown in volcanic soil near Naples, buffalo milk mozzarella in chunks, and dough fermented for 72 hours. The second creates a vivid mental image that triggers deeper desire. This specificity principle works because our brains process detailed information by creating richer mental simulations that engage more sensory regions. What's fascinating is how predictable our responses are to these triggers. We like to believe we make rational purchasing decisions, but research reveals we primarily rely on mental shortcuts, what psychologists call heuristics. These shortcuts allow marketers to bypass careful thought and drive consumer behavior in ways we rarely notice consciously. What truly drives your purchasing decisions? It's not clever slogans or catchy jingles. It's 8 biological desires hardwired into your brain. The most powerful is survival and enjoyment of life, explaining why health products and safety equipment sell effectively. Second is enjoyment of food and beverages, which is why food commercials showing people savoring meals trigger both salivary glands and wallets. Freedom from fear, pain, and danger is our 3rd biological imperative, tapped by home security systems and insurance. Sexual companionship, 4th, explains why sex sells everything from perfume to cars. Our 5th desire for comfortable living conditions drives purchases of furniture and ergonomic products. The final 3 include our desire to be superior, luxury goods, need to protect loved ones, family-oriented products, and craving for social approval, fashion, and status symbols. These desires create psychological tension that marketers resolve by positioning products as solutions. Beyond these primary biological desires are 9 learned wants that also influence behavior: being informed, curiosity, cleanliness, efficiency, convenience, dependability, beauty, economy, and bargains. While powerful, these secondary desires lack the biological imperative of the Life Force 8. Fear may be advertising's most powerful motivator. When properly deployed, it creates psychological tension that demands resolution, with your product as the solution. The effective formula? Scare your audience with a legitimate threat, offer specific recommendations to overcome it, ensure your solution appears effective, and make it easy to implement. Skip any step and your fear appeal fails. Too much fear without a clear solution paralyzes rather than motivates. Studies show graphic anti-smoking ads without practical quitting strategies actually increased smoking as a stress response. Fear's effectiveness stems from neuroscience. Fear processing occurs primarily in the amygdala, bypassing rational thought centers, creating an immediate emotional response that drives action. Deadlines and scarcity tap into our fear of missing out. Limited time offer and while supplies last create urgency by triggering loss aversion. We fear missing opportunities more than we desire gaining benefits. Insurance companies masterfully combine disaster scenarios with protection promises, while security firms show break-ins followed by their prevention systems. Why do people pay thousands extra for a Mercedes when a Toyota provides the same transportation? The answer is self-concept attachment, our tendency to adopt product identities as extensions of ourselves. We don't just buy products, we buy the identities they represent. This works because humans want to enhance their egos through purchasing the right stuff. A Rolex isn't just a timepiece, but membership in an exclusive club of successful people. The product becomes a symbol that communicates your identity to others and yourself. Luxury brands like Rolls-Royce employ this technique masterfully. Their advertisements showing envious Mercedes drivers looking at Rolls owners position their product as the pinnacle of status, not about transportation, but identity. Own our car and become the person others envy. This principle works across all price points. Nike sells athletic identity, not shoes. Apple sells creative innovation, not computers. Walmart sells a savvy shopper identity that makes customers feel smart. These attachments can become so strong that criticism of a brand feels like personal criticism, explaining the fierce loyalty of Apple fans or Harley-Davidson enthusiasts. To leverage this principle, identify the identity your customers want to embody, then position your product as the expression of that identity. Robert Cialdini identified 6 powerful shortcuts driving consumer behavior through his undercover studies of sales techniques. Social proof explains why we follow others' lead, making testimonials and bestseller labels effective. Liking reveals why we agree with appealing people, which is why brands use attractive models and likable celebrities even when they're not experts. Authority shows our trust in official-looking figures and credentials, explaining the effectiveness of the person-in-white-coat technique. Reciprocity taps our sense of obligation when given something, making free samples powerful marketing tools. Commitment/consistency exploits our need to remain aligned with positions we've already taken. Scarcity leverages our desire for limited items. When products appear exclusive, their perceived value increases dramatically, as seen in the 1983 Cabbage Patch Kids craze, where limited supply created consumer frenzy. Even revolutionary products fail without clear messaging. Dr. Rudolf Flesch's research quantifies readability on a 1 to 100 scale, showing that sentences of about 11 words with frequent personal references maximize impact. Computer analysis reveals the difference. A 6th-grade level paragraph scored 72.1, easy, while its complex version scored just 34.1, college level. Since only 30% of Americans have bachelor's degrees, simpler writing reaches more people. The solution? Use short words and sentences. Express one thought per sentence and aim for 70 to 80% one-syllable words. This isn't dumbing down, it's removing barriers to understanding. Personal pronouns, especially you and I, transform mass communication into personal connection. Use you liberally throughout your writing. Humans naturally avoid mental effort, abandoning complex information rather than working to understand it. To create effective advertising, identify which Life Force 8 desire your product satisfies. Determine your primary biological hook, then craft your message around it. Place your biggest benefit in your headline. With 60% of people only reading headlines, this placement is crucial. Your headline must select your audience and showcase your strongest selling point, with shorter headlines generally achieving higher readership. Combat inertia by creating a perception of scarcity through deadlines. When something seems limited, people want it more. Phrases like call before April 5th or supplies are strictly limited tap into fear of loss and boost responses. Use testimonials. Since 1926, customer endorsements have proven remarkably effective. Strong guarantees also build buyer confidence, shifting skepticism toward belief. Effective advertising isn't about cleverness, it's about selling products. It communicates clearly, taps into fundamental human desires, and makes taking action easy. Understanding these psychological triggers helps you sell more effectively and recognize when these techniques are being used on you.